Okay, this is a little bit of a unusual schmooze. It's just a few, really the point I want to get to is the bottom. But I want to use the introductory schmoozim as a build-up. So we'll go step by step. There is a Rabbi Seino Bawitaisis. I said the schmooze, I do not remember when. For all I know, I said it last year, so we won't stay on it too long. But it's on this week's parasha. I just want to use it as an introduction for the other shmuzim. That it says, Bikudo, by the Aaron it says, by all the Kanim it says Vasisa. And by the Aaron it says Vahasu. Vifishakov Chayovinis Asik Baby Kovara Tarish Mesaichal. And there's a special chiyuv that all Kla Yisrael had a go ahead and be Isaac in the building of the Aron, because the Aron, there was a special, obviously the whole Mishkan is amazing, it's a Mishkan, obviously the Beis HaMikdash, the equivalency of the Beis HaMikdash, but this, the Aron was even more special. There was a greater chiyuv to build the Aron more than anything else, because the Torah means the Luchas, not just Stam the Torah, but the Luchas that came down from Har Sinai. We're inside the Aron. Kavachoymer letamid achamim shnebiir mitzim nasos melachtam keirachabdam. So from here we learn out a halacha the ma'isa, that the people of the city are mechuyev to help do the melacha for Talmid Chacham. If there is snow and the Talmid Chacham's walk has to be shoveled, so the bnei yair have to shovel it for him. Because they have to show him covet. So what I said, I don't remember when, is that the chayra is a strange kavachomer. It says halacha lemaisa talmidei achamim doesn't talk necessarily about gedolei ador. Doesn't say kavachomer that for Rav Moshe, for Rav Yosef. It says for talmidei achamim, the dinei yir. Can you compare the two? You have the Aron Kodesh, the Aron with the Luchas. Okay, this is the Luchas inside the Aron Kodesh of the Mishkan. So how much Kedusha is there in that, and the Aron of the Mishkan with the Luchas that are inside it? There's so much Kedusha, so much Chashivas, so much Kavod you have to give it. You say a Kavachomer. If I have to give Kavod to the Aron with the Luchas, then surely I have to give kavod to a Talmid Chacham. Like I would have said, you know, excuse me. You know, it is a little bit of a difference. The Aron, the Luchas, was written by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there were Nisim, the letters were hanging in mid-air. As the highest level of Kedusha, the Aseres HaDibros, written by Ksav Hashem, the Aron Kodesh, also the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, was the highest level of Kedusha, the highest level of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. So that I understand people have to give kavod, but you got some rabbi, you know? Okay, he's a Talmid Chacham. After that, that's a Kavachomer. So, okay, so that was a shmooze. He said that apparently it is a Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer because we know a person, a living Talmid Chacham, is in a certain sense is much greater than a dead Talmud Chacham. So as much kavod as you have to give to the Luchas, to a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not the world's greatest Talmud Chacham, but he's a living Sefer Torah. It's a Kavachomer. Like the Gemara said, if you stand up for a Sefer Torah, so how much shorter do you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham? A Talmud Chacham is a living Sefer Torah. He's much greater than a Sefer Torah. So he's even greater than the Luchas. So there's a Kavachomer to the Talmud Chacham from the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So I just want to though use that as a springboard to the next shmooze. The next shmooze says a very fascinating chazal. It's a well-known medrash. It's quoted in a few places. That there is a brings a ma'isa. We can really skip Rav Kiva says the pasuk. Then there's a ma'isa, four lines down. Rabbeinu, I think this is Rabbi, Havi Over al Simunya. He went by a certain city, And the people of the city came, and Amar al Rabbi, Tainanu, Adam Echashia, Mikrosano, Shana Samadanis, Nazinenu. They asked for a Rav. They needed a Rebbe, a Talmud Chacham, someone to be their manig. So Nazan and Rav Levi Bar Sisi. So Rebbe went ahead and suggested, appointed Rav Levi, who was apparently, obviously, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, qualified, Rebbe's approval, stamp of approval, and he said, here's a great Rav. So also the Bima Gedayda, so the people were obviously very excited. They built for him a big platform, a Shiva of the Mighty Menu, and they put him on the platform, you know, on the welcoming committee. They welcomed him on the big stage. This he was on the platform, he forgot his Torah. I don't know exact. Shodos. They asked him three Shodos, exactly, I'm skipping the Shodos. And below is Shivim Klum, and he didn't answer them. Couldn't answer. Then later he went back to Rebbe, and he told Rebbe what happened. Rebbe asked him the same Shida. He told him, what did they ask you? And he gave all the answers. He knew all the answers. So Amar Adal said, this is skipped. I skipped the medrash, goes like for a whole page. I skipped the page. Amar Adal said, Rebbe asked him, V'lomar lo ashivuso son, k'shen shivusosi. If you answer me the question, that means you know the answer. So why, when you were in the city, didn't you give the right answers? Amar Adal, so Rav Levi said, also the Bima Gedayda, they made me this platform, V'lshivi osi aleho, namayde menu. They put me on this big platform. V'tofas ruchi alai, so I became a little bit, I have some gaiva. But it's amenu devei Torah, and therefore I forgot my Torah. Karel of the mikro hazeh im novalta v'nisnase. There's a pasuk that if you become a baal gaiva, you will forget, you will lose your Torah. You'll be embarrassed. V'nisnase, when you become a baal gaiva, you'll become novel, you'll be embarrassed. So an amazing medrash. It's one thing we assume, we heard of the Chazal say that a Baal Gaiva can't become a Talmud Chacham. Okay? So you assume that means that he can't, there are certain things he won't ask, he won't work hard enough, he won't be Mevato himself. You know, you have to have a Rebbe to become a Talmud Chacham. So in order for the Dvarin that Tari Niknisba, as far as Shatar Niknisba, you have to be an anav. You have to be ready to work. You have to be able to listen, to be Maidawa MS, to hear what your Rebbe has to say. Sometimes even the Talmud can be right. But here, Rav Levi was a Talmud Chacham. Rav Levi learned. Rav Levi had the stamp of approval of Rebbe. He was obviously a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He knew everything. And obviously included in that, I'm sure, was Rebbe's approval that he was a Baal Midas and a Baal Musar and an Anav, everything proper. What happened? They put him on this stage, and 1 minute, he got a little gaiva. Okay, it's what do you expect? You know, they put you on a big stage, and everyone comes out to greet you. It's hard, obviously. We're talking about it's Agadah, it's in Israel, so Pshat is, and it's Kemat Apsik Reisha. What are you supposed to do? It's like a natural reflex, right? We're assuming, you know, otherwise Levi wasn't your Baal Gaiva. So he had this reflex, so he got a little bit of Gaiva. All of a sudden, instantaneously, he forgets his Torah. It's not pshat that if you're Baal Gaiva, you can't learn properly. If you're Baal Gaiva, you won't be Mishamish your Rebbe. If you're Baal Gaiva, it's some kind of mystical thing that even if you know Torah, it's on the tip of your tongue. And 5 minutes later, when the gaiva goes away, you know the answer. So you knew the answer 5 minutes before, you knew the answer 5 minutes later, but when you have that hargosha, a gaiva, you can't know the answer of Torah. I assume it was a difficult question, okay? I assume if you would have asked him something in the Aleph base, he would know. But a difficult question that took to be a Talmud Chacham, even though he knew the answer was in his brain, but the gaiva stopped him from being able to bring it out, which is it's a chiddush, except it's a tremendous chiddush in Chazal, that there's apparently a mystical kayach. It's not logical. There's no logical reason that if a person is about gaiva, he's going to forget what he knows. There's no reason. It's not even not saying it's about gaiva. If a person has a hard goshik, I'm sure she would be very makhlev. He said Levi was about gaiva. If a person had a hard gosha of gaiva, that gaiva, then you forget your learning. What's the connection? There is no logical connection. If you know it, you knew the information. If they wouldn't have put him on the platform, he would have been answered, no problem. But because they put him on the platform, he couldn't answer. So there's a chiddush in this chazal, which is beferish. You can't take any beferish in it, with the many people quote, that there's a mystical thing that when a person has a feeling of gaiva, you forget that you're learning, even though it's not logical, it's mystical. But you also see from this chazal how easy it is to get a little bit of gaiva. Because we assume that Levi was a tremendous, was a tzaddik. Besides, he's one of the Amoraim. I think he's calling the Gemara Levi many times. But he's also here with the approval of Rebbe, Rebbe's approval. And yet, there's one thing, they put him on a bima. Okay, so you put him on a bima. Here, I sit on the people, we used to sit on this bima too, you know. They put on a bima of wood. Oh, now all of a sudden, it gets gaiva. See, it didn't last. Went away, but it's hard. You see how difficult it is not to get gaiva when someone, to get a regish of gaiva when you get a little covered, and what it does. So here we have a kasha. So now we come to our problem. It's not, what do we do? You have the first chazal that says that the B'nai Yair are mitzuvim to be mechabed the Talmud Chacham, the same way they're mechabed the Aron. That's a lot of kavod. The mitzuvim letzos melachdam kidei lechavdam. It's a din in kavod. It's not a din. The Rabbeinu Bawi Tovitz doesn't say it's a din. You have to go ahead and shovel their snow because they're too busy learning. You have to help. It's a din in showing them kavod. You have to do melachdam kidei lechavdam. So you gotta go ahead. The people of the city have a chiyuv to be mechabed the talmidei achamim, and they have a chiyuv to show the same level of kavod that you're showing to the aron. It's a halacha. It's a halacha. It's a psak din. It's a gemara. Right. In other words, what the people in this city of Simunya did was proper. They were supposed to put Levi on the bima. That was the proper thing. It would have been wrong if they wouldn't have done it. There was their chiyuv. They were mechiyuv to show them that kavod. And it's not just what, it's constant. It doesn't say just when you're, the Gemara that he quotes in Yuma is not a one-time thing. It's a chiyuv. It's a constant chiyuv. The B'nai Yair are mesuyim lasos melachtam kena kavdam. Now comes along the Medrash Rabbah and says, but if the Talmud Chacham, Pashas, the Talmid Chachamim, were not greater than Levi. The Talmid Chachamim, go ahead and get covered. They forget the Torah. So what are we supposed to do? The people are mechuyev to give us covered. We don't tell the people, don't give us covered because we might forget our Torah. That's not true. As the Gemara says, they're mechuyev to give covered. They have their chiyuv is to give covered. So what, assuming, maybe today we're lucky, we live in a generation, they don't give kavod, so we're okay. But in theory, but in the proper theory, when the Klal Yisrael is kedasa kedinim, to some extent today too, obviously. So if the people are doing the halacha, and they're giving the kavod, so what's the style? How the Talmud Chacham is supposed to retain his Torah? There's a mystical thing. You get this dakas of gaiva, and that's it. You forget your Torah. That's a kasha. Not such a... So the simple answer, we would say, is gather musar. Okay? That's where musar comes in. Pashut. And that's Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah Novice. Mishnah Novice says, Rav Yechem and Zakai kibu mihid of Hashama, hu ya'omrim namadat the Torah harbe, ha'taksik Torah da'atzvecho kina kach nasarta. Right here, you have namadat the Torah harbe, which before Hashem say, Rav Yechem and Zakai is the one who's saying it, is because he learned tremendous amount of Torah. It was sort of like speaking to himself. So don't, al-tachzik Torah l'atzmecha means don't be about gaiva. Don't have gaiva. Kidekach nitzarta. One is Kinakachmas Arta. That means that it's two Mefarshim. They're both very similar. One is Kinakachmas Arta. This is what that's what Hashem created the world for. Listen, this is a tough world. Maybe other people aren't doing it. That's their problem. But you're not doing anything amazing. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Okay? Other people, I don't know. That's not your cheshbon. Maybe they didn't have the capacity, whatever. It's not your cheshbon. But don't think you're so amazing, because you're just doing what you're supposed to do. It's like they say the Chofetz Chaim used to say about himself, I'm just keeping halacha. I'm not doing chassidus. I'm just doing what you're supposed to do. So I get a cockness art that you're doing what you're supposed to do. What are you? That's what you're supposed to do. So if you live in a society that other people aren't doing what they're supposed to do, so you're about gaiva. You're just doing what you're supposed to do. What do you care? Adam, maybe they have a limitzchus. That's their cheshbon. But as far as you, there's nothing for you to be about gaiva about, because you're just doing what you're supposed to do. That's one shot. That's the Taisis Yantif, brings that from Rashi. And the other pshat is Kinakach Nesarta, is that it's very likely that you were given special gifts, you were given a special, maybe you're given a better head, you were given better parents, better rabbeim, better situation, that you don't have things interfering with you. In other words, very often we can't take credit for the fact that we're learning. There were so many things in our youth that caused it. Our parents, our rabbeim, the situation. So it's not, to my credit. It's not to your credit. Hashem put you in this situation. That's what many people say. Hashem created the situation whereby it would automatically, the laws of nature, you were like a conveyor belt. And it came out that anybody else in the same position as you would have also done the same thing. So there's nothing to be such a lamata taraharbi. Okay. So that's Pashup Shah. We finished Pashup Shah. So we have Pashup Shah, we say it like this. There's a tremendous chiyuv on people, the mechabe talmid chachamim. There's a tremendous danger that a talmid chacham gets covered, he can forget his learning. And the answer is, the talmid chacham has to learn mussar, and he has to realize that just because I'm a talmid chacham, I don't deserve any special covered. Okay, now we get to our shmuz, maybe. So now we have a Baal Turim. Baal Turim says in this week's parsha that on the Arin, so the first shmuz in the Chazal, the last Chazal on this parsha. So the Arin is Amasai v'chetzi arka, v'amar v'chetzi rachva, v'amar v'chetzi komasa. Call me daisa v'yeshvurim v'chetzi amos. In other words, by the Arin, I think different than the other kedim, the measurements were 2.5, 1.5. That they weren't whole amos, they were half. They were uneven amos. The lametcha, so says a Baal Turim, this is a Baal Turim, the Rishon, the Rosh's son, shekol mi shalai me taira, anyone who learns taira. The kol means everyone. Kol is a very strong word. Everyone. Sarach. Sarach is also a very strong word. You have. Lishbor ulahashpil atzmo. He says here Ervin, but it's not really an Ervin, so. But it's something similar. So you have to lishbor de hashpil. So I think the word lishbor de hashpil does not just mean learning mussar. The hashpil, these are verbs, these are actions. It would say, what it should have said, what we were saying is that kol mi shalai me taira, you have to learn mussar to make sure that you're in anav. You have to make sure not to let yourself have false imaginations how great you are, but you should realize the truth. Kinakach Nesarta is the truth. It's not a false thing. Kinakach Nesarta, that's the truth. And the truth is, there's really no reason why you should be about gaiva. So you should focus on the truth. That's what I would have said. You should learn mussar, focus on the truth. Kinakach Nesarta, and therefore not allow the covet to go to your head, not allow the things to go to your head. But lishbor v'lahashpil, especially the word lishbor, is to break. And that's the whole thing, that you have the kelim, the arin was broken, it was chatzi ama. You have to break. Lishbor v'lahashpil. You have the break and Ula Hashbil. So what it sounds like, what it sounds like, maybe people might argue, it sounds is that you're mechuyev, not just, it's not enough to go ahead and learn the parak and the mission of this, and say, ki lechach nasarta, there's no reason to be about gaiva, I'm not doing anything special, I was born with a good head, it wasn't to my credit, it's my parents' credit, I shouldn't be, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much more, I have certain, you know, I have also my shortcomings, and but it's more, it's I have to do a positive action, lishbor with a hashbel, I have to break myself, I have to go ahead and do things to do, it could be I can do it mentally too. So the pashas and mashmos is you do it with a maisa, but you have to mamish bekumva say. It's not just that you stop the gaiva from coming. You have to go ahead and tell yourself, don't be about gaiva. There's nothing to be about gaiva about. There's nothing to be, in other words, but rather it's lishpor in a hashbel. We don't usually say we usually talk about Gadris Adam. It's not supposed to be Lishbor himself. It's supposed to be Gadris. You're supposed to hear. You're not supposed to be about Gaiva. We always say the normal Chavetz Chaim rate is that on one hand it's supposed to be Gadris Adam, but Gadris Adam without Gaiva. Gaiva means I'm great. Gadris Adam is everyone's great. I'm like everyone else. Everyone is great. But the mashmos of Lishbor v'lahashbo atzmo sounds like that there's an inyan to mamish lishbor l'ashbo atzmo, to do something, to put yourself down almost, to do a positive action, it's a verb. You have to actively lishbor l'ashbo. L'ashbo means to lower yourself. You can't, it's not enough just to learn to say there's no reason to be about gaiva. I didn't do anything so special. The people are giving kavod. There's no reason why I should be giving kavod. They're giving kavod. They're not giving kavod to me. They're giving kavod to the Torah. It's not me. That's not enough. It has to be a positive action. It's like, it sounds a shtickle like Navarnik. Like you have to go out of your way to do things. To go ahead, Lishbor Lahashbil, like in the Vardic, they used to walk around with their clothes inside out. Right? I'm not advocating that in public, surely not. But the concept of that you have to do a positive action to go ahead, and what I think the Svara is, because the Kasha is too good of a Kasha. In other words, if you see that Levi got a little bit of Levi, who was a tremendous tzaddik, God, and obviously he was a tzaddik and a Talmud Chacham, and he had the approval of Rebbe, and yet he gets a certain amount of kavod out of it. Such a great kavod, they put him on a bima. Doesn't sound like such a great kavod either. And that already, right away, can't help himself. So a person, that's why I believe the Baal Turim says, call. Anybody who learns Torah has to be nervous. I'm going to have gaiva. It's not enough just to go ahead and work on myself and tell me there's no reason to be about gaiva. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Kinekach Natsarta is not Lishbor v'lahashbel. Kinekach Natsarta is just taking away the gaiva. There's no reason to be about gaiva. But that's not enough. Apparently from the Baal Turim, I'm going to be clear. Kinekach Natsarta means you're just saying, there's no positive reason to have gaiva. I'm not doing anything great special. I'm just a regular person. Just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm just doing my job. But the Baal Turim is mashma that that's not enough. I don't think it's a machlokes. He's just going further. You have to have both. Is that you have to be lishbor l'hashbel. You can't just go ahead and say, can't just rely on the fact that you work on yourself and you tell yourself that there's no reason I deserve COVID. No, you have to do a positive maisa of lishmer in a hospital, because otherwise it's almost a psikresha that somehow the COVID will get in, and the COVID will get in that it'll corrupt you'll lose your Torah. What's the nafkamina from this shmuz? The gevaldik nafkamina is that what it comes out is that it would seem, based on this Bawaturim, that to a certain extent a person is supposed to actively, pekumba asay, in some way, lishbor ulahashbi himself. Now, obviously, you can't do it in a way we're not advocating to wear your clothes inside out, kashayla v'chidu Hashem, whatever. But in some way, if you could do it in a way that's mutter without a chidu Hashem, that's good. Because, assuming you can handle it, whatever, because a person has to go ahead. If you want to become a Talmud Chacham, you have to have that anivis. Otherwise, you see what happened to Levi. You forget your Torah. So the immediate nafkamina, as the guys in the shir, I asked them what I should speak about, because I was. So they say we have to speak about the collecting. Right? So this is gevaldik. It's all gevaldik. In other words, the guys are going collecting. So the guys, to go out and do Navardic. Okay, we don't hold. We go out to the Kumbase and do an Avardic. Go out and put on rags. We don't do that. It's a shayin of a chido Hashem. But to do it, go out and collecting, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. There's bizyaynis. You get people that slam the door in your face. You have a guy that gives you a nickel, whatever it is. It's bizyaynis. So it's great. Baruch Hashem. There's a mutter dig away that even Salboka can do to Navardic. It's Kavaldic, right? That normally we're stuck because the yeshiva holds of Gadis Adam, and because the yeshiva is makbid on Kavod HaTorah, and because we have to, so we have no vehicle to go ahead, the Derek Klau, to fulfill Lishbor HaHashbel. We're being Navardikers. We could do that. We don't have, we're not Navardikers. We can't do that. So that's why. So here, the collecting, the guys have an opportunity. They should be in when the guy slams the door in your face, you should say, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, I got my Lishbor HaHashbel. Now I'll learn better. Now I'll have more Torah. Now I'll get more Anivas." It's like a gevaldik thing. So it can give us a certain amount of chizik that if a person does chas v'sham, of course, if they give you $1,000, they also won't complain. But if they go ahead, if it does happen that a person gets bizyaynis, so rather than get upset or angry or hurt, a person has to say that Baruch Hashem, there's a tremendous maida, because it really, in order, as he says, call me shalom et Torah tzarech. You need it. It's a necessity to learn Torah. The person has to go ahead and work on our anivis. And this is, in a sense, this is one of the ways that we go ahead and what were the guys who aren't going collecting? What would they do? I don't know. It's Akasha. We'll figure out an Eitzah for them. But the Maisa, it is a thing that for the guys who are going, that they should feel, if it does happen, instead of getting upset, angry, hurt, they should feel, they should see the bruch in it, that this is an opportunity to be zeicha in the lishbor or the hashbel, and the meida to be zeicha that they should be able to keep the Torah that they have.